What's up, party people? Welcome back to another awesome episode of Life Near Show podcast. I'm your host, Jason Wojo. We got Polish Peter on the line. And today we're going to talk about something really, really cool, which is, you know, what do you do when you hit your vision? Or what are some of the things you might want to expect or look out for as you start making progress? Because it might not be what you seem. And what sparked this conversation, Peter and I were talking before we began recording. I'm like, dude, hold on. Like, this is something our audience needs to hear me answer. So back me up and like start that conversation again. You were having a coaching call, right?
Well, yeah, but before this, let me back it up. You just call everybody, what's up, party people? I like that, man. What's up, party people?
Dude, this is that life in here. We're a bunch of party people, right?
If they only
like
knew
party.
Like what party means, right?
Party until like 10 o'clock at night, and then we go to sleep.
There was party in 20s, there was party in 30s, and then party in 40s, you're like 9 o'clock, you're in bed kind of thing. You know?
Oh, dude, my wife jokes around all the time, like she'll be in bed by like 10. She's like, I used to not even go out until like 11. I'm so old now. I'm like, yeah.
You just said something about your wife? Okay, you're in the doghouse. Okay.
Oh, yeah, I hope she doesn't listen.
All right. Well, listen, so yeah, that's a really good conversation because I just had a conversation with someone recently, and here's how it went. So he asked me, like, is there something wrong with me? Because one, I'm living my vision. I put this stuff on my vision, and whatever I wrote on it, I got it. And I don't really need anything else. I'm not like, you know, and I'm not really excited about what to do next kind of a thing. Like the traveling, I like traveling, but I don't need this car, or I don't need this house, and I don't need this or whatever it might be. And it feels like I don't know what to do with it. And he was kind of like, you know, sort of like talking like, whether is this like a midlife crisis kind of a thing? Like, what is going on here, right? Because I have the stuff that I wanted and I'm here, but what now? And that's what sparked this kind of conversation, because I think that happens a lot of times when people, let's say they come to the events, like we have the Gear Life events, or in the coaching, and they write their vision. And what happens majority of the time when you first write your first version of your vision, you look from the perspective, what do I want? What do I want my life to look like? What do I want in my life, right? So maybe it was, you know, this thing that you always wanted, or we talk about the relationships. But this, a lot of the stuff is that they put on that vision is stuff that they want their life to look like. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So when they go and do that, they go start creating their business that supports that vision to get to that. And by the way, he has created business to a point where it's supporting that life that he's living. So he's basically living that vision. And he's not as happy as he thought it was going to be. You know what I mean? So entrepreneurs, I think they happens to them a lot where they have this goal, this mountain that I want to climb and I want to get after, I want to get to, and I get on top of that mountain because I reached this goal, and you're like, you know, 5 seconds of excitement, and then you're like, okay, now what? You know, I think that happens a lot for people who are actually achievers.
Yeah. Well, dude, you know what? As you're talking, it just reminds me, this is such a cliche, but it is so true. It is not about like the win. It's about everything that you do to win. It's about the journey. It's about the evolution of you as a person. It's about the challenges you overcome. It's not about like winning that thing, because it doesn't last. Like, to your point, like, I don't care what it is. Like, once you hit it, you can cherish that memory. And you can enjoy it. You can be proud of yourself and everything else and celebrate it. Definitely do that.
Yeah.
But at some point, you need another mountain. And this is one of the things this is one of the mistakes I think that people make is like, you know, and first of all, just to clarify, like, your vision isn't a list of just goals. Now, can you have goals near? For sure. But like, I think your vision is something that like, it's not something you check the box and then you move on to the next thing necessarily as like that it changes, but rather in my the way I look at it, dude, is like, I think when people have a journey that they don't like, let me back up. When people start pursuing something, they often think that, you know, money is usually one of the biggest things, right? Like once they accomplish their financial goals and they have the freedom and stuff, now they're like, well, now what? Like, now what do I do? But I think the reason for that is because they messed up a little bit early on in the vision and they didn't think past the money. They didn't actually put themselves in that situation. And sometimes it can be hard for people to imagine what that's going to be like, but they didn't put themselves in a situation where they understood and really took the time to think about like how they want to live their days and what is that next mountain? Because I do not think that you just create, listen, I don't care what vision it is. When you're living it, I believe you can always improve. And I think that that's a mistake that maybe people are looking at their vision as like a destination. Like once, hey, I'm here and now what? Maybe the vision is just something that, you know, evolves along with you. So for instance, like, let's say you love what you do for work and your relationships are great and whatever. Pick one area that you can level up in and pursue that without compromising other parts of your vision. So this should become more and more difficult. So for instance, let's say that you want to say, I'm just going to use some easy math examples. You're working 20 hours a week. That's perfect for your vision. And you're making 200 grand a year. Okay, well, I'm going to see if I can make 300 or 400 grand a year in that same 20 hours. Like I just feel like there's always a challenge. You know, you could have six pack abs, but okay, but maybe you
can. Well, if you had seven pack abs.
right. Exactly. Or maybe you want to like, hey, I want to see if I can, you know, if I can bench this or run this amount. Like, I just feel like there's always a challenge, man. Like,
yeah, so
I don't get it.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think you're right about the whole destination thing because we, you know, especially I think a lot of times entrepreneurs, we are, for the lack of a better word, told like you have these goals, these destinations. So you're going after this destination. And if you were to use an analogy like the mountain, but think about this, what if there is no mountain? It's just a journey that we're constantly on to grow ourselves, to keep going. Because, you know, like, if you are, let's say, climbing Mount Everest and you didn't have a goal of getting up onto complete peak, but you just went up to have the goal to get up the third way. Well, guess what? You have keep going. You can keep going over there, right? But if you have the goal of getting up to the Mount Everest and the top of the peak, then you're at the biggest mountain. And what now? And I think that happens a lot of times to performers, to people who are very successful, to, you know, like Olympians, GOAT. Think about it this way. Like, I hate to put his name on here because I know you like him, but I don't even want to say GOAT, but, you know, this guy with the TB, he's got initials TB. I don't know. Do you know who that is, by the way?
You can't say it, man.
It's hard for me to.
You're not ready for that. You're not ready for that step yet.
Yeah. Okay, fine. You know what? I think I've healed since for a while now. So Tom Brady. But think about it this way. I wonder if there was a time in his, because he hit his pinnacle of his career so much. He's like, what next? Right? So I think there's a few things that play an important role into this whole thing. And you brought it up as a journey. I think a lot of times when people are going after this quote unquote, this mountain, this destination, they don't actually enjoy the journey. Whether it's a struggle or how they're looking at it, they're not being present in the journey because it's all about getting to the top of the mountain.
I got to double click there, man. Like, so
what does that mean? Double click.
Like, I want to double click and expand this topic for a second, okay. Because like you mentioned Tom Brady, right? And here's something you got to recognize. Your vision is not just your identity. Now, can your identity be wrapped into your vision? Sure. However, it's not just your identity. So Tom Brady is never going to be Tom Brady again in terms of like, he cannot perform at that level. It is peak level that those days are past.
Tell him that.
Tom Brady has a choice. I can either revel in my previous successes, which, by the way, like I am not comparing myself to Tom Brady, but like,
don't even try,
dude. Back in the day, you know, 15 years ago, I could squat 500 pounds for 10, 12 reps. That is not happening today, and so I can either sit there and reminisce and feel bad and, you know, and I can have a, you know, I can see some young guy in there squatting and I can be mad. I'm like, oh, I used to be that guy. Like, or I can find something else to make my mountain and I can shift my identity. I can shift to the next challenge. And that's the problem is like, a lot of these people that have achieved incredible success, like they get pigeonholed into that one thing. And that's what I love hearing about people who like break outside of that, like, and who excel in other areas, and they take the lessons from the challenges that you were just talking about. They take all that, those experiences, and then shift them.
That's right.
Into another.
And by the way, he said shift, not shift. The other.
You're not allowed thing, okay? to say shift, Peter.
So,
but they shift it into another area. And to your point, that's why it is not the it's not the win that develops you. It's everything you get to the win, and
journey,
then you take
yep.
that same thing and redeploy it somewhere else. Like, that's the magic. Like, that's how you continually stay challenged. That's how you continually evolve. You'll continually experience those wins on a regular basis. Because if you just sit back and like, this is my belief. I could be wrong with this, but I believe we always need a challenge. I believe we always need that next thing. And maybe it's just because I haven't reached some sort of level of like enlightenment or something. That's totally possible in all seriousness. But I love being challenged every day, man. Like even in, you know, in business, like where something happens, I can choose to look at that as like, oh, this is a pain in the tail, blah, 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 like blah, 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 I can't believe. Or I can be like, oh, awesome. Like I get to like figure out how to navigate this and overcome it. Like, and so I think that's the fun in it.
Yeah.
Hey, we'll get right back to the episode, but before we do, I want to tell you about something really special. We have an upcoming Business Builder Workshop in Raleigh, North Carolina, my hometown, from November 13th to the 15th. It's a three-day event. It's essentially a three-day MBA. We've actually had people say, I've learned more from 3 days with you guys than I have in 2 years of business school. We unpack from A to Z what it takes to be successful in business. From a high level, an armchair, a theoretical approach, but a proven practical in the trenches approach. We talk about sales, we talk about marketing, we talk about business development, we talk about outsourcing, automation, delegation, like managing your money, making sure you have everything in place. Like it's awesome, dude. Peter co-facilitates these with me. Peter, what would you say to somebody who's thinking about coming out to Business Builder?
Well, if you want to have a business that supports your life, not the other way around, this is the place where we actually sit down and for 3 days create a business that basically supports your life. So you can go on vacations, you can spend time with the family, you can actually do what you were setting out to do. So we'd love to see you there and dig deep into the business and see how we can help you.
And I'll also say this, you know, for those of you who are skeptical, and I realize 3 days is a long time to ask, we have a 100% money back guarantee. You come to the entire event. Not the first half of the first day where, you know, you may stay there because you're afraid we're going to cover something good on the second day. Come to the full 3 days. And if it's not worth every single penny you paid to be there, we will gladly refund all of that money right there and then to you. We've never had a single person ask for that back, though, just for your information. So, again, November 13th through 15th, the Life in Air Business Builder Workshop. Go to lifeinair.com and register now. Let's get back to the episode.
Yeah, so the journey is part one. I think that's really important. The second thing I said to him, I think is also important, is like, think about it this way. When we write our visions, what typically ends up happening is version one is like, what do we want kind of a thing? What kind of a life we want? What kind of relationships we want? What kind of a things we want in our life? Those kinds of things, right? And I think that is very, that vision is written that has attachment to something outside of us. There is something dependent on us, right? So let's say you go and hit this vision like this guy. I said, well, I think you need to go and update your vision with a couple of tweaks in mind. I think the version number two is more about who do I need to become. It's not so much about the things or the relationship, but who do I need to become as a person to, you know, whether it's like, think about like parents, for instance, right? Like my youngest right now is 17, my middle one is 18, my older one is 22, right? And what ends up happening is I am becoming more of this mentor as opposed to just a parent. So there is the stages in life that we go, whether it's through parenting, whether it's through our own visions that evolve as we are growing in our lives. So for him, I said, listen, so maybe it's about who do I need to become? And then we talked about like his kids and they're moved out and all the kind of things. And And then I said to him, you know, and then for you specifically, I said, maybe it's about leaving the legacy. Like, what kind of a legacy do I want to leave behind? That because I know his heart, he's a big person for contribution, contributing to others. So what's the legacy that I want to leave? And start writing a vision about that, because now this is no longer about me anymore. So yeah. Think about it this way. When you start looking and writing a vision for that, that's a version number three. When you get to that level, it's no longer you, no longer something that I have to do. I have to enroll other people. I have to do all those different things. And if something like connection is important to you, like connecting with people, guess what? That's going to be in there. You're going to evolve that visions, just like you evolve in life. And when you do that, it's like this constant growth. And you hit these milestones, but you never hit the top, per se, I think.
Well, dude, so the coolest mountain to climb is the mountain you help somebody else climb, right? And so, like, you... whether you call it a legacy or whatever, you know, when you are able to help somebody else develop and, you know, and climb that path, that is the coolest thing ever. Because number one, you know, now you are sowing those character seeds into somebody else. You're serving as a mentor, a model, an example. You are hopefully instilling in them the downstream effects of them choosing to do that same exact thing for somebody else down the road. And so this is here, mm-hmm. you know, there's only so much, like, and by the way, yes, you can always have your own mountains. And I love that. But I also think it's really, really cool to help other people as well. And there's, by the way, there's an infinite level and number of people that you can help. Like, you can, I mean, literally every single day you have an opportunity here. And it's much more scalable, actually, than just yourself, right? You're one person, but you can scale helping others. And so this is, I think, a natural evolution of a lot of people that, you know, they can find ways to make it about others and, you know, contributing. And there's a lot of enjoyment in that, too. When, you know, say similar thing here, man, like, do you remember?
Yes.
We had a summit presentation. And do you remember, like, I can't remember his last name right now, but he had spoken about the family mantra they had. And he said,
yes, we do. Yeah, I remember that.
We do hard things, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I think of myself now as a dad as well. And, like, of course, like my kids are the closest opportunity and the most important opportunity for me to really mentor and model and support. And so, like, I'm starting to have those conversations right now at a very young age. And I love getting to do that. It's actually more, you know, the spreading what you've learned with other people. I mean, it's such a rewarding thing. It's just so fun. Like, it truly is. And this is where I think some of the most successful people you'll find that worked for it and that went through the lessons, like, they love sharing it in general, you know, with people who are ready to hear it.
Yeah. So are you saying that your daughter is starting to squat 500 pounds? Is that what you're saying?
Not yet.
Not yet. No, but yeah, think about it this way too. Like, I think it's a really important thing to consider, because when we talk in life and there about someone who is not, you know, let's say they're in depression or in the depressed state, what's the number one thing that we constantly talk about? Get out there, help somebody else.
Yeah.
Go help someone else. When you do that, all of a sudden you get out of your own mind, you get out of your own way, kind of a thing. So when it comes to this vision about writing it for someone else, the legacy or whatever it might be, now it's bigger than you.
Yeah.
Right? Think about it. It's bigger than you. Now, how do you climb that mountain? You know, I mean, you're going to have other people come alongside of you. You're going to have to get creative. You're going to have to have conversations or whatever it might be. That gets exciting. That's like that Mount Everest kind of a thing. You know, not many people make it up there. But when you start doing that, you know, some of the people in the world, think about it this way. The people that we remember are people who did something outside of them. It's not just about them, but what they did something back. No, Jesus pops into my head. I mean, you look at, you know, I don't know, Tesla pops into my head, you know, Einstein and you know, Lincoln or whoever it might be, right? But these are the people who did something outside of them. And I think that is something that I think more people need to start looking from the perspective, especially, you know, today's world.
I think, yeah, man. I mean, these are all great great antidotes to feeling like you've plateaued or you're stale or you're not passionate about your vision anymore. And it feels maybe overly simplistic for somebody who hasn't been there yet, but I'm telling you, this is what it really is. It's finding the new challenge. It's about finding other people to help with their vision, with their aspirations. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, I just feel like this dude, I've been doing this for a while, man, and I can think of lots of areas that I want to be better in. You know, like
I can tell you lots of areas that you can be better in. Would you like me to?
Sure. I already know them all. But that's the fun, man. Like I'm addicted to self improvement because I just like
it's totally
such a cool and I also want to say like, yeah, there's. It can be selfish and you got to be careful. Like you don't, you know, if you're sitting there, you know, reading books and focusing on you like all day, every day and your family and your loved ones and everything else is suffering. Like, I'm not sure that's the right balance, but like, you know, I just think that we have such potential as people that we whether it's, you know, regardless of what that first vision starts, like we have so much potential far beyond what we can imagine. And we don't take that even step, man. We just kind of like settle back and we get caught on our heels and like life's busyness takes over and we just lose sight of all these amazing things that could be ours.
Yep. Yeah, I totally agree with it. And just look at everything else, like you said, self-development. It can be a big rabbit hole for people sometimes when they get totally lost in it and then they, you know, rest of their life is kind of go away. So everything in life, I think there is a balance. But for this particular discussion, I would say enjoy the journey as you are going through life, because I think most people don't enjoy the journey, be present in those moments. Because I will tell you this, that's when you actually learn to be able to, quote unquote, climb that mountain, is that journey. And when you're not present, you miss some really important lessons that can help you or others. And then look from that vision perspective. If you feel like you've living this vision, time to level up, time to upgrade that vision. That's one of the reasons why we have so many people coming back to the Gear Life event that we have, Gear Life Giveaway events, because they get the people who are on life on there, because they've read the vision, lived the vision, coming back to upgrade that vision, you know?
Yeah.
And when you start living that way, life is becoming a lot more enticing, a lot more juicy kind of a thing, and joyful kind of a thing.
Yeah. Love it, man. Well, listen, if you guys got something out of this, leave us a review, give us a thumbs up, give us a rating. This is how we reach more people. This is how we can inspire other people to pursue their vision and help them accomplish all of their ambitions as well. We will see you next week, everyone. Have a great one.